I have a great honor. You can follow the slides during the sermon and the scriptures on nrcoc.org/Sunday. The scriptures and the slides will be on there, so you can get on your cell phone and do that. I've known Francis and Paul for about 30 years. They still call me Le Jeune Médecin Américain. That's the young American doctor. They were baptized in 1990, 1991. Francis went in the ministry in 1993. They got married in 1994, and then Paul followed in the ministry. Listen to what they've done. They planted the church in Lomé Togo in 1997. They planted the church at Dakar, Senegal in 1998. That's a Muslim country. They went to Douala. They planted a church there. That's in the Ivory Coast, 2003. They led the Abidjan church from 2010 to 2014, 2,200 disciples, and brought it through civil war in the city, dead bodies laying around the streets of the city. I'm just telling you, these are incredible people. 2018, they went to Accra, Ghana, a church in disarray, to help the church in a language they did not speak, English. They did all this with four kids. The older two are disciples that are of age. I remember talking to Francis about the Civil War, and I said, Francis, what is a bag of rice gonna do for a family? It's only gonna last a week. He said, Dr. Mark, it's everything. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it gives people hope. And that's the kind of leader that Francis and Paul are. They're real heroes. Je suis très content de vous présenter mon propre frère, ma propre sœur, my very brother, my very sister, Francis and Paul Dassé. Let's give them a warm welcome.
Amen. Good morning, family. You know my name. This is my beautiful wife, Paul. I'm here this morning, and I would like to start to say thank you so much to everyone. A few years ago, my family and I, by faith, we moved from Ivory Coast to go to Ghana. And in Ghana, when we hear about our partnership with North River Church, and I pray that God will give me a great opportunity to come here and greet you. And this morning, on behalf of our leadership group, on behalf of our six churches, Accra, Takoradi, Kumasi, Koforidua, Cape Coast, and Guinea-Bissau, who is part of our Ghana block, I would like to say thank you so much. Your support and your partnership have a great impact in our life and in our ministry. Brothers and sisters, you did a great and amazing things for us in Ghana. And this morning, I'm here to say that your love is valuable. We love you so much, and we can't wait to see every one of you in Ghana. But I want to take this opportunity to thank the leadership group, Tom. You know what, when my family and I, we move to Accra, the following days, I went to a supermarket to buy a breakfast for my children. And I was inside of the supermarket, and I asked a lady, can I find a breakfast for my family? And she said, we have milk, we have chocolate, but we have also Tom Brown. So, what is this? Tom Brown is my brother. And you sell Tom Brown here. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much. I would like to thank Tom Brown and his leadership for the great and amazing job in Accra. But also, a special thank you for Steve and Susan. Last April, Susan and Steve came in Accra. Wow, brothers and sisters, they help us in the way we can imagine. They help us with our marriage retreat. And I know a couple who were about to divorce. But after 3 days, teaching, love people, and take care of us, the brothers called me, his wife called me, and she told me, Pastor, we are no more going to divorce, but we are going to be a good friend, a good partner, and I want to say thank you. Steve and Susan are a white, but with African heart. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Mark, I know Mark since 30 years now. He's the one who took care of my father when he was sick. And because of the Mark's love and his crew, my father became disciple before he passed away. And today I want to say thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jordan. Everyone here. People who invited us yesterday, the day before, at their place to eat, we want to say thank you. Special thank you to my friend and my brother, Oduse, and his family. Brothers and sisters, last year, January 2021, I was about to die because of COVID. I spent 3 months at the hospital, but someone here in this church, his name is Oduse. He was able to call the medical team in Accra and take care of me every single day until God saved my life. And to today, I want to ask you, please be with me and say thank you to my friend Oduse and his family.
Amen. Good morning, family. My name is Paul, P-A-U-L-E, is French. My husband and me, we got married in 1994. So we have 4 children. My oldest, David, is 19. My youngest, Anna, is 17. And I have 12 years old twins. This is God's grace. So I want to thank especially the campus team, the campus interns who came benevol, who came to Ghana in 2018. We had the privilege to have Gabriel with us, and he spent so great time with my children. After they left, my son became disciple, and my youngest, Anna, too, became disciple. So I am so grateful, and I really trust on this connection, on this relationship. In Ghana, our women ministry, we are getting better after COVID. It was a bit difficult for us, but today we really want to dream again as women. And we are almost 150 women. And we started last month what we call Empowerment Days, Women Empowerment Days, where we want to help each of us to grow in some skills. So last month we had a stress management specialist with us to help us with our stress, because we had so many stress after COVID. And the good things also, last 2 weeks, we had our Women's Day. And in one of our small cities, 2 sisters, by faith, had their Women's Day. And in attendance, they have 42 women coming. So we are so grateful. And yes, we want to do more. So please continue to pray for us. And thank you again for everything. We love you.
From ordinary faith to extraordinary faith. This is what I'm going to share with you guys this morning. Brothers and sisters, what a great and amazing church you are. And once again, thank you so much. This morning, we shall discuss a word which makes its journey throughout the entire Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And this word is the word that we all need. It's a word that makes our prayers powerful. It's a word that helps us connect with God. I'm going to talk about something who help us provide with our dreams and assurance. This morning, I'm going to talk about something which guides and influences our lives and as a disciple. This morning, I'm going to talk about something who offers us hope and peace. I'm sure this morning we would like to hear about something who transforms our requests into success. This morning, I'm going to talk about something who helps us to please God. And this morning, I'm going to share about something which guarantees our salvation. This morning, I would like to share something with you who helps us grow, heal, and do extraordinary things for God and for our people. This morning, I'm going to share about a word that helps us bring the death back to the life. This morning, I'm going to share about something that will allow us to obey God Almighty. Before, let's pray. Our dear Lord, we thank you so much for this great opportunity we have to be together. This morning, what a privilege for my wife and I to stand before you and your people and share about our faith. Dear Lord, please help me to say exactly what you want. At the end of the day, please help us leave this place with hope, vision, and a decision to be a new disciple for you. Thank you so much for this church, God. Continue to bless everyone and help our church to grow at a point that nobody will recognize us again. I pray that this morning, God, your Holy Spirit will continue to fill our heart and our mind and help us to do great things. Thank you so much, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, this morning I'm going to talk about faith. Are you ready? The title of my sermon this morning is From Ordinary to Extraordinary Faith. Amen. And you know, brothers and sisters, we are called to be a man and woman of faith. But this morning, let me describe what is exactly faith. My personal definition of faith is through Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 34. And brothers and sisters, through these 30 biblical verses, for me, when it's about faith, the definition I gave to faith is vision, trust, anger, and action. And this morning, without vision, without trust, and without anger, and without action, nobody can say that he's a man or woman of faith. Do you know that without faith, there is no God in our midst? Do you know that without faith, we are like a body without oxygen? Last year when I was sick, from January to May, I carried oxygen for 5 months because without this oxygen, I was not able to live. And this oxygen helped me to be alive. And by God's grace, May 2021, they discharged me from this oxygen because my body recovered from a good level of oxygen. And when we are disciples, and when we call us disciples, without faith, it's difficult for us to live and do great things. And brothers and sisters, this morning I would like to talk about faith because it's something I'm learning again, every day. It's the sermon I started to teach to my staff meeting. From ordinary to extraordinary faith. But you know, between ordinary and extraordinary faith, we have another faith we call saving faith. I have just one scripture this morning to share with you because they gave me just 25 minutes. And I hope by faith I will say everything by faith in 25 minutes. Brothers and sisters, as I say, without faith, God is not in our midst. Why? Number one, what is ordinary faith? Ordinary faith for me is intellectual faith. Today is Sunday, right? And tomorrow is Monday. What do you want to say that tomorrow is Monday? Because I went to school and I learned that after Sunday is Monday. I went to school and I learned that people who live here are American. If I say here is Canada, people will say you are wrong. This is the intellectual faith who help us to live. Do you know that with this intellectual faith, people are able to do a great things? But God needs more. God needs more. And brothers and sisters, the second faith I would like to talk about is saving faith. Saving faith comes from Bible, comes from the scriptures. An example, when you go through Acts 2, verse 36 to 38, is Peter who preached to these amazing people who came to fellowship. And Peter told them, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that at this day, 3,000 people were added to their membership. The saving faith is believe in the power of the Word of God. The saving faith calls us to obey to the Word of God. The saving faith calls us to apply the Word of God in our life. The saving faith help us to trust to every single thing God has taught us in His Bible. And because of this saving faith, we can say that one day God will call you and I and say, good servant. And my brothers and sisters, are you still believe in the Word of God? Are we still taking all the decisions in our life according to what the Word of God says? Are we going to still making the Word of God our priority today? You know, when he was about to go to Ghana, one of my friends asked me, what are you going to do in Ghana? I said, bro, I'm just going to love them. And I'm just going to apply the Word of God in my life and call them to apply the Word of God in their life. It's not about your language. It's not about your citizen. It's not about the name of your family. It's not about the value of your house. It's not about which job you have now. It's just about your faith. The Word of God says that it's faith who make impossible possible. Brothers and sisters, in January when I got sick, I went to the hospital, and 1 week later, the doctor come and see me. And she look at me and she said, this is your result. I'm not sure that you are going to survive. But you know what? She told me something I will never forget. You need a miracle. I said, thank you so much. I love that. Because miracle is the name of God I serve. The following day, my wife came to see me, and I told my wife, please leave me alone. I want to spend time with my God, because this doctor told me that I need a miracle. I spent 3 hours in my bed praying, and call God. But I went, you know what, with a specific Bible scripture. I put this Bible scripture before God, and I asked God, if this Bible, these scriptures come from you, don't let me ashamed here. Help me to live here and go back to my family. 3 days later, the same group of the doctor come back and look at me, and she told me, in this way, it was exactly Thursday, by Monday, we will discharge you. I say, praise the Lord. But brothers and sisters, it was possible by faith. By faith. And this morning, I would like to share with you 4 points about how to move from ordinary to the extraordinary faith. Because look at in the book of Luke 7, verse 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There are centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was ill and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asked him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, this man deserves to have you to do this, because he loves our nation and he has built our synagogue. So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself have my under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was what, brothers and sisters? He was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, and he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith in Israel. Some verse, as some Bible versions say, I never see great, and some verse say, I'd never see an extraordinary faith. Then the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. Wow, brothers and sisters, this is one of my best scriptures in the Bible. I can read and read and read every single day this passage because it's true. Amen? Amen. It's true. We are someone we call it's Jairus, the centurion. He was a general in this army. He was one of the famous Jews in this area. He helped a lot this group to build their synagogue. He was someone with a good heart, generosity. He was someone who amazed his people by his love and his kindness, but not Jesus. Later on, when he came to Jesus, he told Jesus that, I'm not worthy to receive you in my roof, under my roof. But say something, and you will heal my servant. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says Jesus was amazed by his new car. No. By his big house? By the name of his family? By his position? Tell me, brothers and sisters, how do you think that you will amaze God today without faith? How do you think that your marriage will amaze God without faith? How do you think that your family will amaze God without faith? How do you think that you will amaze this country without faith? This is why I call you this morning to come from, to move from the ordinary to the extraordinary faith. And Jesus was amazed by this man. And I ask myself every day when I wake up, all the things I hear Mark share about, set up the church in Lomé, set up the church in Senegal, set up the church in Daloa. But my question is, am I the one who amazed God? And one question God worry about is about our faith. And the question he asked is the man of God, when he will be back, there is a faith in our midst. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this morning, someone can take your wife, can take your children, can take your car, your house, but don't let him take your faith. Don't let nobody take your faith, because this is the key who opened the heaven for us, to you and I. And as say, church without faith is like the assembly of a good friend. Church without faith is like a commercial bank where people gather in to do a business. But we are called God's people because of our faith. And this morning, if you want to move from ordinary to extraordinary faith, I'm going to advise you to restore four things in your life. Amen? Amen. Myself, I was amazed, number one, by the great vision of this guy. He was a very important personality. He knew exactly that every single doctor around him can come and help. But his vision was not for these people. His vision was clear that the only one who is able to heal his servant is Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this guy was sure that Jesus is the answer. He was sure that Jesus has a power to heal his servant. People will ask, Master, why not another people? Why Jesus? Because he knows exactly who is Jesus. And the vision for the power of Jesus was inimaginable. And this morning, brothers and sisters, if you want to do a great things, please change your restore your vision about Jesus. Because he's the one who is able to make impossible possible. Amen? Amen. Sometimes we can see Jesus here and our problem here. But when this doctor told me that I'm going to die, but I need miracle, I was happy. Because my vision for Jesus, the one who is able to do a great things, was fair, without any doubt. And today, the solution of our church to move from extraordinary to ordinary to extraordinary faith is our connection with Jesus. He's the one who can make our dream true. He's the one who can make our prayer powerful. He's the one who can change our marriage. Brothers and sisters, this is 28 years. I married this beautiful woman. In the beginning, his brother, her brother, her family looked at me and she told me, what are you going to do with our sister? You don't have any money. And you say you are full-time minister. Look at you. 28 years later, nobody in this family come to my place to solve any issue because I have a great vision for my marriage because this marriage was under Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, change your vision for Jesus, amen? With Jesus, everything is good, big, awesome, amazing, and successful. The point number two, if you want to move from ordinary to extraordinary faith, please, my brothers and my sisters, restore your trust in God. Restore your trust in God. This guy say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You can do more than I expect. Because he hear about Jesus, the one who changed water in wine. The one who bring back people who pass away. The one who can change everything. And he called Jesus because he trusts in him. You know what? After 32 years, sometimes I can go through some doubt about the power of God. But God remains the same. Even though you pass through a situation of doubt or you pass through a difficult times, God is the same, the man. He's the one who say, let the light be. He's the one who call you to be alive. He's the one who can change our situation. He's the one who can make things possible in our life. And God is just in our life today through this word. This is the power who can change. And you know what? Last year, I started teaching a series about the power of church in Accra. Why? Because sometimes people are looking for a solution. Okay? A good job, or this, or this, or this. But I told my people, you know what? The power who can change this world is not our government, is not our finances, but is our church. Because God set up this church, and he called us to go and make disciples to every nation, to change people like me, to change people like you. Brothers and sisters, the day these sisters come to our classroom with the invitation card, she invited everybody without me. Why? Because I was a troublemaker. My life was something nobody wants to imitate. And she have an invitation card here in the her left hand, and I passed by, and I took one and I invite myself. I study Bible three months later, and I become disciple. Why? Because the power of this word has been available for someone like me. But you need to trust to this word. You need to go before this word with faith, and is able to change your life. It's through this word I can cope my family. It's through the power of this word I can change every situation in my life. And this morning, if it's your first time to come here, I want just to call you to trust in this power. Don't trust to Joe Biden. Obey to him, he's your president. But trust in God. Trust in power of the word. For your marriage, my wife and I, this is every single issue we have, we will start by prayer, and we have this confidence that it's not you, it's not me, but the solution will come from the word of God. Every single situation we put under the word of God, and at the end of the day, we are happy. Because the word of God is possible to change everything. Right. Amen? Amen? Number two, if you want to move from ordinary to extraordinary faith, brothers and sisters, restore the anger of a victory in your life. When I went to, I was in Abidjan, and I hear from someone here that there is a position in Ghana. I talked to my wife, I said, there is a position to lead the church in Ghana. And my wife looked at me, she thought, my husband, are you? I said, yes, you want to ask me if I'm crazy? You can't speak English? Why your children cannot speak English? And you want to go to Ghana? It's not possible. I look at my wife, I say, trust in God and trust in me. Before she realized, I sent our resume. 4 people were candidates. Full English speaking people. The only one is me. I have a interview online with North River, with Chris Enrolayo, with Richard Lawaye, and all of a sudden, we hear that they took 2 people to go to Accra and spend 1 week and 1 week with the church. The second one was our teacher for WAM, the awesome Emmanuel Aimé. And my wife looked at me and she told me, you hear the name of the guy? I said, yes, my wife, let's go. Emmanuel went first and we call us later. She said, oh, it's just for formality that they call us. And we went, we preached the word, we went house after house, we went to visit people, to give them love, to listen to them. And by God's Spirit, a miracle, people were able to hear what we say. And 3 weeks later, they call us and say, you are the one we want to hire. Brothers and sisters, but everything, every miracle in your life will start by your anger. If you want, by faith, God will do it with you. People around you, your neighborhood, your colleague, I don't know where you work, but by faith, if you want to change, you will change things around you. 2 years ago, I met someone on WhatsApp. He was in Zambia, and I was in Ghana. And we started our connection, and sometimes he's asked a question about God and something like that. And last, when Steve came, after their departure, this guy sent me a message. He said, I'm in Ghana now. Because he's working for a British company, and this British company sent him in Accra. I said, this is God. This is God. I set up an appointment with this guy. 3 weeks later, this guy today is our brother in faith. Brothers and sisters, do you want to do a great things? Do you want to change your life? Do you want to impact your neighbor? Do you want to impact your family? It depends on your hunger. Restore your hunger for a great and awesome victory. And finally, brothers and sisters, if you want to move from ordinary to extraordinary faith, take action. Because faith without action is nothing. It's nothing. Right. 1998, we went to Abidjan because my wife and dad passed away. And Hervé called me and he told me, we want to change something. I said, what? He said, your wife and you are going to Dakar. This is the city with 98% of Muslims. and you are going to set up the church there. I was happy. You know what? By faith, I obey God. And I ask Eve, what is our team? Eve look at me and he say, oh no, you are just two. Say, congratulations, Eve. You are the man of faith. Send me in Dakar, just my wife and I. And we went to Dakar on Friday evening around 8 p.m. with our luggage. I don't know if we have to go on the left or right side. I never visit this country. We went to the hotel. You know what? It was the hotel of a prostitute. But the following day, we find a good place to stay. The following day was Saturday. My wife and I, we wake up early morning and we went out. And we started to invite people because we, my wife and I, we are International Church of Christ. And people look at her. You and your wife are International Church of Christ? Yes. Okay, what are you going to do? Where is your church? In our hotel room. International Church of Christ in your hotel room? Yes. This is where we are going to have our service. Come on and see God in action. Brothers and sisters, we started our first service with 9 visitors, and officially we set up International Church of Christ, Senegal. 1 year later, from 2 people, we leave this church with 21 people. Brothers and sisters, we can't say or we can't talk about faith without action. 2003, I went to Delaware with this guy who is here. He was my benevolent, my campus man. We just spent 1 month in Delaware, and we baptized 11 people. Today, this church have set up 5 other churches. 1992, they called me to be a sector leader for our South region in Ivory Coast. I went with 5 people, and today there is 300 people together who make God their Lord. It's possible. You want to do something? By faith, take action. If you refer to Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 34, everything was possible by faith. But these people take action. And today, I would like to call you to move from your ordinary to extraordinary faith. Number one, restore your vision of God. Restore your trust. Restore your anger. And restore, take action. And you will see this church will move powerfully. And yourself, you will move extraordinarily. I love you. Thank you so much. God bless.